coming here to make a presentation. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We are normally used to presentations being made by men and women, particularly immediately after AUKUS. But let us just look at the effectiveness of the job and see whether perhaps that will be neutralized by the presentation of the team. So without much ado, let us hand over to Mr. Tarakat. Remember, this is part of the new tourism sector strategy, and it is to stimulate events in South Africa so that in turn tourism will be stimulated. We want to not only to be an African destination or a regional destination, we also want to be a global player. We are, according to the presentation, number 13 of 34 countries. But let us leave the rest to Mr. Tarare and his team. And over to you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. We appreciate this opportunity to provide a brief in terms of the progress with regards to the Convention Bureau establishment. As Honorable Chair has already announced that there is another meeting to which the members are still going to attend, we will not waste time, and Mr. Tim Scott will do the presentation.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. Chair, just to let you know that I'm standing in for our Chief Executive, Tandiwi Jamie McLean. She now resigned, so I'm acting on her behalf. And otherwise, the gender would have been different.
No, thank you.
The purpose of this presentation is to provide progress or feedback to the Portfolio Committee on the National Convention Bureau. Just to go away of background, ISIT Tourism, its mandate is to promote South Africa as a leisure, events, and business tourism destination internationally. Currently, South Africa is ranked 34th out of in the ICA rankings. The ICA rankings stands for the International Congress Convention Association. That's an international ranking process. South Africa, after the World Cup, as we all can imagine, is that we've got huge potential to bring more international events to South Africa. The vision, therefore, is to the South African Convention Events Bureau will lead development efforts that will position South Africa as Africa's leading center for regional, international exhibitions and centers for arts, culture, and sports events. The mission is to capitalize on South Africa's World Cup profile to attract more conventions, to leverage events built already, and enhance the quality of tourism experience and strengthen South Africa's reputation and brand. More importantly, because as I can say, the 90 events that we had, those were all mainly held in Cape Town, in Johannesburg, and Durban. But the aim is for the Convention Bureau to coordinate better the process behind it to make sure that we can get better events through to South Africa and to improve our competitive advantage over other nations. Similarly, that will all help us to achieve the 2020 National Tourism Sector Strategy, i.e. to 15 million arrivals by 2020, GDP contribution moving from its current amount of 189 billion to 499 billion. And in the process, create extra 225,000 new jobs. The goals that we've set ourselves for up to 2020 is to increase our current conventions by 50%. By 2015, we would like to already show that extra 100 exhibitions that we can showcase, and we'd like to add 50 new entrants on an annual basis by calendar year 2015. What have we done so far? July 2011 marked the active participation where we as a South African association got together. And in the conversation with the groups from the various provinces, we can identify that we've got 2,200 confirmed meetings and conferences scheduled, bringing in excess of 300,000 delegates over the next 5 years. This, in the context of our current business tourism offering being the critical pillar. And I just want to contextualize our business tourism vis-a-vis Convention Bureau, because at SAT we have a business unit already focusing on business tourism. What we want to do over the next year, the balance of this year, is to incorporate that under the Convention Bureau. So, with the Convention Bureau soon to be established, we are aiming to have it up and running by 1 October, is to then further consolidate and coordinate the capability and capacity to bid for more business tourism-related events. The action plan for the next 18 months, I've put it down in three different phases. The first phase is to, because we've done a strategy document, we've looked at it over the next 10 years, and what we want to do is to make sure that that we can consult with the industry over the next 6 months to make sure that we can refine the strategy or to further enhance our thinking in terms of what is out there. Because as we have been speaking to provinces, I think there is synergy, we're all on the same page, but I think just to go even further down to the various municipalities, make sure that we can understand exactly what this National Convention Bureau is going to be all about. Then phase two, which is April, the new financial year, April 2012 to September 2012, is then to look at our key frameworks, our policies, and our activation plans. And then phase three, which is the next six-month period, is to really operationalize what we have. Let me unpack that in a bit more detail. So phase one is to enhance and refine the current National Convention strategy, securing stakeholder and partner engagement through roadshows, involvement, and making sure that we're all on the same page in terms of implementation. So currently what we're doing, we are researching best practices, what's happening worldwide, because worldwide there is to the tune of 6,000 of these conventions across the world. We're attracting currently 90, so we need to find out what's really out there, which markets, why are they attractive to certain countries and to certain regions. Then to look at the resources within South Africa, and then for us to having the data available to us to make sure that we then put the necessary skills down to make sure that we can work on this. The next 6 months, January 12 to March 12, is then to refine our strategy, both at the SAT board level to get it approved, and then subsequently get it approved by the National Department of Tourism. The whole activation plan to make sure that the budget, because at the moment we have done a budget allocation for the first 6 months, I didn't put it in the presentation, but I can talk about it. The first 6 months we've set aside about 6 million rand mainly for research and for the person to head up the Convention Bureau. The ensuing years we have put aside to the tune of about 27 million. But given the research that we have, I've shown thus far, it appears that we need a bit more. So we need to find out exactly what we can do and what we can't do estimated that we need about between 14 and 15 million to really run a good Convention Bureau. So once we, if there's any shortfall, we'd obviously have to speak to the department, National Treasury, and see how best we can make do what we've got. Through the data collection with the ICA rankings is to make sure that we can see how best we improve our ranking, because I think we want to be uppermost in people's minds when they need to make a choice in terms of where to hold the next conference. Then phase two is really introduction of policies and guidelines, because what we need to do is to make sure that we understand what is the national, what's the bidding policy, what is the framework for selecting an event, and what is the subvention policy, and do we go a membership base, or do we get, because this the convention ultimately needs to be self-sustaining, so we need to find out how best do we make sure that we have got the sustainable model. And then, obviously, continued engagement with our stakeholders and partners to make sure that we can get the National Convention Bureau, from an SAT point of view, to be the coordinator as opposed to the big brother. Then, furthermore, is to make sure that we understand who the partners are, who the associations are, what are the sporting events that we should aim for, what are the other cultural events that we should aim for. Currently, we have the Jacket and Jazz Festival, we've got sporting events. I mean, we regard ourselves as quite a, in terms of the British and IS rugby, we've held the World Cup, we've got cricket, IPL. I mean, we know we can do it, so it's a bit, to use that platform to position ourselves even better. The last phase is to then make sure that we can, once we have got the policy guidelines and the event selection, is then to say, right, this is what we can do for the next 5 to 10 years. In terms, because as you can imagine, this bidding process is normally a time horizon of between 5 and 10 years that you have to put your bids together. So we expect that by October next year, we'll be up and running to make sure that we have got a good, call it the order book of events that we have made application for, that we've bidded for. Chen, now that it's the end of the presentation, I would like to ask the portfolio to note the progress that we've made so far, albeit that it doesn't sound that we've done a lot, but we've done significant in terms of getting the thinking behind it and to put the budgets behind it, and it's a matter of getting the people to drive it in the next phase. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Any additional from Mr. Tarano? No. No. I think it's short and sweet, and given the period from its inception up to now, I think we've got to ask questions, particularly around seeing whether the foundation is right, because I think we are at the foundation stages now. Okay, and Mr. Grumbo Mongjobe.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be short, and you know, I'm always sweet. Just on page, slide number 4. I just make sure again that we're talking on the same page and that we have the same idea in our heads. It is referred to as 15 million arrivals. Now, is that the arrivals in the broad definition, or is that 15 million tourists? And then, depending on that answer, I may have a follow up. Thanks.
Let us first have responses from different members before we respond.
Yeah, I think the chairperson, maybe I'm a little bit behind in understanding the very purpose of establishing the MCC. I can see it's connected with the improvement on attracting more of the visitors to South Africa, promoting South Africa more. But, you know, I remain with a question in my mind. Why couldn't the South African tourism do that? Why the MCC? In other words, I'm trying to find the relationship between SAT and the MCC. I've got that problem in my mind.
I think that's the main question. If that one can be cleared, then I think the rest is okay. Before I ask
let me answer the first question in terms of the arrivals. We, in terms of the NTSS, we interpret the arrivals as foreign arrivals. Because at the time of setting up the national the sector strategy, although we talk about tourists in some conversations, our current numbers in terms of arrivals sitting at 10 million, and we're aiming to move towards 15 million, whilst our tourist numbers are at 8 million. So we are definitely talking about arrivals. That's that in terms of the sector strategy, tourism sector strategy. On the point of the FAT, South African tourism's its mandate basically is about destination marketing. And what that used to attract was just the typical leisure tourist. And what we find is that we need to look at business tourism a bit differently. Because what it means is that you have to bid for certain conventions to come to your country. So you're competing with other international events. So what it means is that you don't do different marketing. Your strategy around marketing is a bit different. So hence we had to say to ourselves, we cannot continue running it as a business unit. We need to effectively raise the bar in terms of understanding the business of business tourism a bit differently. So what we then did in terms of what happens on a global basis, it is all been set up as convention bureaus. So in conversation with the department, and it's agreed with the ministry that we have to then set aside, like we run the grading council, we do grading separately, we do marketing separately, we're now going to also do the conventions separately. Right? And hence we're looking for the particular head to run it that understands the global context, that understands what it means to make sure that we can put up a effective bid together. Because I think the success of all of this, we've been trying very hard to get up to successful bids, but sometimes we compete too often amongst each other. So it's a matter of how do we best coordinate the efforts to present South Africa as a business tourism destination. So I can give you some examples of currently we have about Meetings Africa, that we have started off as a business tourism event, and it's been going very well. But I think we don't have the necessary understanding yet in terms of what it really means to make it bigger in terms of the African context and to really attract. Because what we also find is a lot of medical and science and technology events that run across Africa, and they bypass South Africa. And because these things are committed 3, 4, 5 years ahead of time, we need to find it out best to make sure that we can understand and say, right, come to Durban, or come to Cape Town, or come to Johannesburg, or come to Mpumalanga, and so that we make sure that we can put together them understanding what the needs are and how we respond to that. And sometimes it means that you have to put some money on the table. That's hence the bidding process that we have to go through. Chair, hopefully that answers the question.
Okay. Let me just check a few things.
Let me check a few things, Mr. Kumbo, except if your question is a follow-up. Is it a follow-up? Okay. Go on.
Thanks, Chair. I'll be quick again. Now that the arrivals has been defined, we know it's the broader definition, then the jobs make sense because I take it those are direct jobs, not indirect jobs. All right, okay, that makes sense because there's about 420,000 direct jobs. This is a 30% increase, so it will be about 225,000 jobs. So I'm clear on that. What I'm a little bit concerned about, and I just noted for the committee's attention, I think we need to interrogate this in the future, Chair, is that if we're going to go from 10 million arrivals to 15 million arrivals in 10 years, it's round about a 4% increase per year in arrivals. It's not very high. And I mean, I think the point's been made, if we're going to decisively roll back unemployment, which is one of the government's stated objectives in the State of Nation Address, we need a growth rate of about 8%. So tourism is actually, as our leading job creation industry, and one that's one of the six key areas that the president's identified, we need to sort of lead this process is actually, in a sense, setting itself a target for only half of what's needed to roll back unemployment. And I just sense there's a kind of disjuncture there. I mean, if anything, tourism should be one of the industries which is an outlier, or at least, you know, an economic sector driver. And what in fact we're seeing here is a goal that says we're only going to achieve half the growth rate that we need in order to actually do something about unemployment. And I mean, 225,000 jobs is a lot of jobs, but when you compare that to the number of people unemployed, it's a mere drop in the ocean. And I'm just making the point, Chair, and I'd like both the presenters and at a later stage the committee to look at this a little bit deeper. Are we not actually setting our targets way too low to achieve what I think everyone in this country, and all parties included, would like to see? Is it actually a target that's going to help us achieve our goals?
Okay, then let me just follow with a few questions as well. Firstly, around this is a question of product development. And in developing this specific product, we have stakeholders with which we have to engage. And I do understand that you have had meetings in June together with the Department of Sports and Recreation to that effect. Now my question is whether you are engaging people like academia, universities, like technicons in their special events also, because they've got sports that could be made national or continental or regional. They've got conferences, academic conferences and such events. And secondly, around government departments like arts and culture. What is your thinking there? I'm not saying I do not want results because it's too young to have results yet. But I think the foundation is important. That was the first area of my questioning. The second area, what is our promotional strategy? If you look at these events, are you looking at people that go to a destination because they want to save costs? Are we looking at what is our leading selling proposition as a unique destination? What can we use as to say people should not go to Dubai for conferences, which is nearby? Instead, they go to come to South Africa. And is our unique selling proposition that powerful in your thinking to attract people to a long haul destination South Africa is, particularly the global ones? And then the third area. We are, as a country, we are having political and economic alliances. An economic alliance, which is also which is not that political, would be like Brazil, Russia, BRICS. Have we strategized around that, and what are we exploiting? That structure. Similarly, with the political alliances that are formed, and cultural alliances. As an example, we have a relationship with the Dutch. One of the provinces has been Oranje Free State from the name of the ruling family or monarchy of Holland. Are we taking advantage culturally of that historical development, if I may call it that, or other similar interesting developments? If so, what are they? What have we done? What are we doing? And then the issue of the other area would be the issue of alignment between provinces and local government. You find that we've got nice ideas nationally. But these ideas are not backed by responses from provinces, like providing electricity, like providing signage, like providing roads, road infrastructure, water, and so forth. How do we eventually want to ignite this type of activity to our advantage? That is the first tranche of questions. The second tranche of questions would be around the maximizing or optimizing the legacy of the FIFA 2010 World Cup. And here, some ground has been covered, but is the alignment of programs and projects, in your view, likely to bear fruit optimally? And have you looked at that? Are you working around that? But the core is the issue of optimizing the legacy of the 2010 World Cup and the processes that have been at play, whether now we are working on top of them or we want to reinvent the wheel and say we are having something new, we are not going to look at other things that have happened. And there is also the issue for Parliament to ascertain that in the research that has been done by South African Tourism, using funds that have been budgeted for by Parliament prior to the establishment of the Bureau, whether perhaps we identified some weaknesses in those programs or we intend to work together with SA Tourism, given the fact that we are under SA Tourism, but have we started there already? Or because quite often government programs, people start their programs and they say we do not care who has done what before. We are ourselves and we can do the job without referring to the past or without referring to what has been done before. And as such, we find ourselves duplicating work and then becoming less efficient in the way we do things. Essentially, those are the few questions I wanted to ask. And then also the small things, like events. There are events like school events. Small players, like private schools, have big events which are critical for the sustainability and transformation of the industry. And how do you intend to ensure that the role of small players in this sector is maximized? For instance, when we look at our economic policies quite often, you will find that we behave as though it is only big business and small business does not exist. When we draw up labor laws, we forget that perhaps some businesses are operated by one person who cannot go to the CCB quite often whenever there are problems with labor relations. But and yet we have those situations together with other bylaws, but the end result is that this small role player in support of what we want to do, who is much more sustainable than this big business, would suffer. So it's just the environment essentially.
Two more small questions. I also have this document. I I think we also have this other document. Yeah, I'm looking at that on page 2, at the bottom, the right at the bottom. It seems as if you are going to need more funds from the treasury. I wanted to find out whether you started, you know, the process of seeking more funds for the activities that you are going to carry out leading to the establishment of the NCDB. And then on page 3 of this document, point number 7, can you just unpack that issue for me there? That is, you say you have identified a suitable candidate for the executive manager. I don't know whether that's what you're going to call. But anyway, a suitable candidate has been identified, but then the process has the constraints about he described it there, not to a citizen and so on and so forth. What does this really imply? Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson. On slide number 2, it says South Africa is ranked number 34 on the ICCA rankings. I just want to find out of how many, so that we can have an idea of where we stand.
Okay. No, thank you. Monitor, your question was around 2.5.
Okay.
Wait, really budget because
that's
the
$27 million. The department is going to request treasury for more funds in the medium term period.
Okay,
and then the other question was about the appointment of
the candidate, yeah, the incumbent.
Yeah. But then there was a constraint, and this was going to unpack this for me.
Over to you, Mr. Scott.
Jay, thank you very much. Your last point about research, here, I'm going to ask Victor, because Victor was very instrumental in the initial research from the department's point of view, so that I'll ask him to respond to that. But let me try and respond to your questions as follows. At the sports convention we had in July, we had the Ministry of Sport, and we had some international people within the sports fraternity, including academia. Especially the KwaZulu-Natal, the Western Cape, the person that's been involved in the World Cup, and for Qatar, I can't get to a name now. Those academia they're all instrumental in helping us to get to a formula about where our best we position sports tourism in South Africa. Chair, that's definitely part of the process. What is the value proposition? We've looked at this from many angles. We have come to the conclusion that our brain needs people's top of their mind to make up their mind they want to come to South Africa for a business event. It's not the other way around. They don't select and say, let's go and have our medical conference in South Africa. They first want to know, is South Africa, where are they, who are they, what are they about? Because there's a process of people needing to understand. And then they always need to know, what else do we do in South Africa after the event or before the event? And sometimes what happens, what we're aiming for is to position ourselves, obviously, that there's more after the event or before the event. Bring your family, extend the family with you. Because that is where we see the greatest value, right? So when we position ourselves, and this is where the World Cup has definitely helped us to profile ourselves as a lifestyle destination. I mean, we got the safari, we got all this, we got the seas, we got the nature. And now, how best do we get the business person in his business suit to come and have a conference here, and hopefully bring his wife and his kids with? And then spend some extra days in a safari or seaside or play some golf or etc. That is how we position ourselves in making this thing more attractive. Because the aim ultimately is for the tourists, albeit 15 million ultimately, but they must spend more. Because that is how they contribute to the GDP. So the aim is for us to see, when you look at the market, we analyze the market, we say, where is, although we have got 6,000 of these events across the world, where is the lot that spends the most in terms of having the attraction to spend some more time here? And UK, the whole Europe market is definitely where we're aiming for. But more so around the corner from us in terms of our Africa neighbors, to make sure that we position ourselves in that context as well. And then now with Brazil, with their next Soccer World Cup, is to see how best we can collaborate. So we definitely, the BRICS agenda is definitely on the table to make sure that we can work with them and see how best we share our experiences or also bring certain events to their side or us going to them. So that's the aim in terms of the BRICS side. China, we haven't been able to be that successful yet, but there is definitely talk now right now in terms of making it bigger. But India, for example, I mean the IPL, I mean you can imagine the sports events around that. And there's many more in terms of medical and engineering in the Indian market that we're going for. So definitely on top of our mind to make sure that we can attract. But we're not going to want to attract everything because sometimes some of these things cost too much money to, when you bid for it, right? So we're going to find, as we go through the initial stages, we're going to select more winnable events that we can get on the back of actually us being a brand of Africa and the destination that we're well known for. So we have, like I said, we've identified that we've that, for the next 5 years that we re-identified some events that we want to go for, but it's more in the medical, ICT, technology, engineering, that kind of events that we that we're aiming for, Chair. Right, when it comes to there's the Dutch, and because we also we're not reinventing the wheel yet. We've got our infrastructure, we've got our offices in the Netherlands, we've got our offices in France. Currently we have business tourism specialists sitting in these regions. What we want to do is to make sure that we all work together, that we all have the same line of strategy, and we're all aiming for the same. Because at the moment it's a bit pockets of excellence popping up. And we need to coordinate that. That's what we're aiming for. And if it means that we need to do a bit more in terms of Europe, because I think that is probably, because at the moment we only got one person looking after Europe, we need to look at that then from that point of view. Provinces realignment, that is very top of mind at the moment. I'm running through the MIPTEC process, working with provinces to make sure that we can align ourselves so that we don't duplicate, because we've already had a situation whereby when the third provinces go overseas and they bid, and you'll find both Durban and Cape Town and Johannesburg bidding for the same thing. So the aim is to see how best do we coordinate from an SA tourism point of view before we go out and market ourselves and bid, that we know who's bidding for that, make sure that the bid is winnable. Right, so when it comes to the small players, Chair, for now, it is not a priority at the moment, but it is definitely part of the plan to make sure how best do we get the, and this is where definitely when we talk about an event and we want to talk provinces and listen, municipalities, because municipalities must help us to find where, how best do we make it, make sure that the whole value chain, at a certain event, people can benefit from that. So the small place is definitely in our mind, Chair, but at the moment we haven't quite looked at all the detail yet. Right, the other question, maximizing the leveraging of the World Cup. Like I say, our brand, South Africa brand, has definitely been pushed up in the stakes in terms of being more brand aware. So we're using that. And it's currently our leisure campaign in terms of leaving the ordinary behind, it's going to link the same with the convention bureau in terms of leaving the ordinary behind, leave the your ordinary business behind, and come and do business here and have your convention here. So definitely part of maximizing. maximizing what we had with the World Cup. Then more funds and the suitable candidates. Our initial research showed that we need a significant amount of money for this. And the number that we put around was close to 100 million. And that's based on the global, on a global average. That's what other convention bureaus have, right? We at the moment are building the necessary. We put some funds aside. We've been speaking to the National Department of Tourism. And we need to talk to Treasury to see how best we get more. But at the moment, it competes very heavily with other demands. I mean, we're asking for more money on domestic tourism as well, and for our Africa strategy. So what we're trying to do is to see how best we work within our means, but having better leverage from what we've got. And in the end, when we need some more money, we definitely both the ministry and the department is aware that we need to do, in order to do more, we're gonna request more. But at the moment, like I said, the strategy is very much limited to what we have. And I think over the next 2 to 3 years we'll be better placed once we know exactly how big the scale is, what resources we need to put together for this. Right. Then the suitable candidate, yes, this process, we started the process about in May, and given the fact that this is a very specialized type of work, we had applicants, both South Africans and internationals that applied. In certain cases, the demand for salary is a bit beyond our reach. So we've been working on through this process now for a while now to making sure that we can find somebody. So we've not decided that we're going to settle on somebody more local. We've got some expertise both in Cape Town, Durban and Johannesburg, so that's where I'm right now. And hopefully before the end of this week, we'll be able to finalize our suitable candidate, Chair.
Just a follow-up question, my might this person be as an African citizen? Because according to the notes here, the person you found was only a resident.
Yeah.
And now because this person was not a citizen, so does it mean they can qualify?
Let us take the first step.
Just a clarification.
Finish the answer, and then immediately after we get the clarification.
Thank you, Honorable Chang. Honorable Manjo, there is no candidate disqualified. All the candidates that have applied have gone through certain processes. At the end of that particular process, in some instances, they would find candidates that could not be matched in terms of the kind of remuneration that they required. Obviously, in some instances, international people would require a lot of more money than what South Africans would require in terms of what they are offering. Now, all these issues are supposed to be taken into account, but ultimately, the best candidate must get the job overall. So there wasn't an overrider, even the advertisement. It went out, it was in Sunday Times. People applied and so on and so forth, and the due processes of the board are followed. From the department side, we wait for the board to come and say, here is what we've got, and this is what was followed. And once that has been done, we work with what we get from the board, and there is absolutely no interference whatsoever from the side of the department.
In terms of the ranking, I'm not exactly sure with the ranking, but I understand it to be out of 50.
I think
Victor
will answer that particular. Number 34. Most of the rankings are about 134, 135. Interestingly, just to share, we found that Norway last week on price, they are 134. South Africa is 134 as well on price. probability of the destination, which we thought was quite interesting. But most of these meetings, the leading country to date is USA, with more than 600,000 of all this, but largely domestic related. But when we look at the African share overall, it's about 3.4, 3.8% somewhere, overall. But oh, that's the bulk of it is actually in South Africa. Almost all. If you look at the 90 that we had in that year, Egypt had 30 something. So there are some prospects. Our major competitor was Egypt, with the kind of situation that is there now. I don't know what it actually means for us at the moment. But the reality is that we do have a proposition that is far more stronger, what Tim was talking about, which is the fact that you can get both worlds in one. You can go to Kruger National Park and have a meeting with world standard facilities in terms of connectivity, being able to still communicate to the world and so on and so forth. But at the same time, you're in a very completely, in inverted commas, remote environment, and you're actually in a much more pleasant environment, relaxed environment and so on. Out of which, there is the issue with regard to how we're going to work with the government department in terms of their own events. Currently, there is no government event, multilateral type of event that could be hosted in the country without it having been approved by cabinet. Now, the advantage becomes that for us to be able to get some of these particular events, there is a policy aspect to it. There has got to be a strength from ourselves as a country in that particular policy dynamic for us to be able to go and say we want to host these things. So if we have got such strength in environmental policy, for instance, we're able to go and say we would like to actually get this particular COP to South Africa. So those will be useful because the message that we'll be carrying through the Conventions Bureau is that we need to actually target those also that we know in this particular space we've been playing in a particular way. So they at the end of the entire process, in terms of the coordination that deals with issues such as the police, issues such as home affairs, all this coordination around an event, a particular event, will be much more easier because the Conventions Bureau will then have direct liaison with those particular groupings. And again, we should emphasize that this will not replace the provincial bureaus. It will not replace the city's bureaus, but will strengthen and support and also ensure that the competition that is there is healthy. At the end of the day, the winner should be South Africa. Thank you.
One point about the culture that you talked about. Now, if we look at our plans in terms of various events, we've identified sports, and with that we now need to work on culture. So the Department of Culture, we currently have the musical events that we're involved in, i.e. the jazz and both in Cape Town and Johannesburg. But we're also working on fashion and fashion Dava. There's many cultural things that we're working with in collaboration with the Department of Arts and Culture. Because we believe, and by the way, this year, Tourism Month, and at the World Tourism Conference later this year, the theme is about tourism and culture. So linking the two. So when we go down to the Free State later this year, which will be the 27th, to celebrate Tourism Month, the whole theme is about linking culture and tourism. And I think the appropriate place being the Free State was to also demonstrate our various provinces and the natural beauty that we have in that province. So definitely, Honourable Chair, the aim is to link, to make sure the culture does play a big part in the event that we have.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. The last bit that perhaps we should speak to a little bit. Honourable Kronbrook raised a question, a concern with regards to the targeting. When the NTSS process started, it was prior to the 2010 World Cup. There was an understanding that the World Cup will be an unusual year. And after the World Cup, we will have to go back to normal. And we took into account that particular aspect, that there will have to be something that we gained that will not necessarily continuously be there, but will have to grow at a particular rate. Now, given all what is happening in the global environment, the 4% average growth at that time was realistic. The good thing, though, is that the NTSS is a strategy. And if the material conditions on the ground are a lot more favorable, there's nothing that stops us from revisiting and looking at how best can we go further. But we are mindful of the fact that once the conditions have actually changed completely, then we should be able also to move on with the conditions. It calls for some kind of looking at a scenario-based approach to these things.
I think that would be it for now, because really we just wanted to be briefed and to be satisfied that perhaps what has been proposed is being planned for quite well, and then we wanted to be confident of the situation. Going forward, I think we shall be calling you, say, after a year or so, to evaluate the progress and to look at the area of your area of product development. Perhaps I was not listening carefully when you talked about product development and linkages with the department. In as far as product development is concerned, are you working together closely there? Because this is part of product development. And at least we are happy to hear that. But let us wish you all the best in the presently adverse economic climate, and hope that with your research and tools, you will be in a position to move forward. And before you give, let us have your closing remarks before we get to the next item of the agenda.
Thank you, Chair, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. It was the Convention Bureau is something new to us, but it's very exciting. We see that there's huge potential. So, from a board point of view, from an executive point of view, with the department, we're working closely with them to make sure that we can have a multiplying effect in terms of bringing more conventions here. And the key thing here is that the current state of the industry is going through a bit of a distress. So what the Convention Bureau is aiming to do is also to improve seasonality, because I mean we need to make sure that we can get these accommodations and places where these conventions are held to make sure that there's continuous flow. And that hence the reason it's a more of a job creation paradigm that we're looking at this thing, to make sure that we can smooth out these events throughout the year. So for us, it's actually strategically a very important thing, and it's something that we've got a view ultimately, which will be a year or two down the line, that this will equate similar to our leisure tourism, the way we do with that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Let us hope then that you are going to get the best person for the job, because really it has been disappointing sometimes finding that we do not get the best person for the job, give them the biggest projects, only to find that projects fail because of the human resource aspect. Because you can have the most beautiful plans, if you do not have the correct people in place, things normally do not work. But I'm confident of SA Tourism from its past performance that it is going to perform quite well. And then as people come to the event, then they'll see our beautiful sights, enchanting sounds, and wonderful people of South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair. And let us go to this. We shall skip item 2 of the agenda. We shall skip tea and coffee for purposes of this meeting. And then we shall just make announcements. And please make sure that you are prepared. You have read all your minutes of the 30th of August, 21st of June, 14th of June, and the 12th of April. On announcements, the annual report of the South African Tourism for 2010-2011 financial year has been tabled. The annual report for the department has not yet been tabled, but I understand that the department has, the ministry has received it, and it is ready. But we cannot circulate that annual report before it is tabled in Parliament. Two, the meeting with Airport Company of South Africa may take place on Tuesday, the 13th of September, 2011. Our committee is not going to be one of the committees that will participate in taking Parliament to people in the Free States next week, and as a result, we shall just have our normal programs. Three, we need comments from members on the draft provincial oversight report. We need to have your comments before we consider it in the committee. Written submissions will be preferred rather than spending a lot of time in the meeting. Let us read those reports and then come up with our amendments if we have any. Then the program of the fourth term, is it ready?
No, it will be set for later.
Okay. Or next, the program for the fourth term will be circulated before next week. And then and that would be it from the side of the committee. Thank you very much for your input, and the meeting is adjourned.